This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. President Trump is expected to sign a new executive order on travel and refugees today. The previous order blocking travelers from seven majority Muslim countries was put on hold in the courts. Trump's immigration policy is worrying America's tourism industry, with money and jobs on the line. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports on the numbers that are causing alarm.
Stephen Mumford is a professor at Durham University in the UK.
I'd been arranging a visit to the United States for a couple of months.
And then President Trump's travel ban came down.
If you're going to ban all these people, I will stand with the banned people. I'll have to do my business elsewhere where I will feel more welcome.
There's anecdotal evidence Stephen Mumford is not at all alone in his thinking. Patrick Suri is chief data scientist with airfare app Hopper.
On the day that the restrictions were first implemented, airfare search data from countries outside the U.S. was down about 17% from where we expected it to be.
Travel data group Forward Keys also saw a drop in bookings, down 6.5% in February. Hard data on actual visits isn't yet available from the Commerce Department, but the concern prompted this plea from the U.S. Travel Association to the president regarding his revised executive order.
We include a deliberate, overt welcome message.
U.S. Travel Association spokesman Jonathan Grella. Tourism is a $1.6 trillion industry in the U.S. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.